So if you were to ask 100 hypnotists what the definition of hypnosis is, you would probably get 100 different answers. But by far, the most accepted definition of hypnosis is the bypassing of the critical faculty going straight to the unconscious mind. Now, in case you didn't know, we all have two unconscious minds. We all have two minds. We have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. Now, our conscious mind is generally what you would call our rational mind. This is the mind that we use for like thinking and for like coming up with ideas, and it's what we're consciously aware of. And then you have our unconscious mind, and this is where our habits are like. For example, if you know how to read, your unconscious mind has pretty much taken over the ability to read for you. Where in the beginning, like when you were first learning how to read, it used to take a lot of conscious attention for you to learn how to read. But now it's gotten to the point where you can just read and not really have to think about it. And the same goes for any other unconscious behavior or habit that you've mastered that you don't really need to think about anymore, such as like walking or driving or anything like that. Now, another thing is that the conscious mind tends to generally use rationality, whereas the unconscious mind uses association. So a good example of this would be Pavlov's dogs, how Pavlov was able to go and take the bell and associate the bell with the meat powder that will cause the dogs to automatically salivate. Pavlov's dog. Now, you see, now consciously making a change is very difficult, but one of the easier ways for us to influence change and to create real lasting change in our lives is by influencing the conscious mind. By influencing the subconscious mind. So imagine if you had to tell yourself to keep breathing, right? Like we're able to take over the ability to breathe at some times in our lives, but, you know, imagine if we were constantly had to be consciously aware of breathing. It would get very tiring very quickly. Another thing to note too, like when we're talking about hypnosis here, is that you're already a hypnotist and that you've been hypnotizing yourself via the way that you talk to yourself, the way you focus on certain things. So hypnosis isn't something that's like outside the realm of normalcy. Like hypnosis is something that we're constantly doing. But here, what we're doing in this program is I'm trying to show you how hypnosis can be very practical and very step by step. Hypnosis, in other words, provides a structure that we can use to communicate with our subconscious mind. So that's all I have for you today for hypnosis. So as you can see, hypnosis is something that's very powerful because we're talking about influences of the subconscious mind, which is where all of our habits and our pattern behaviors rely. So when you're able to master hypnosis, you're able to do some truly extraordinary things. So I hope you guys got some value from this. Once again, this is James Rittenhouse. I'm founder of PCI Institute. And if you want to get more value, if you want to join the inside and get some special juice, I have a 3-day masterclass. All you have to do is go to PCIinstitute.net and just input your email, so that way you can be part of the 3-day masterclass that will help you become more powerful, creative, and influential. Thanks for stopping by, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.